Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And where do we begin? Norwich stuff? No. Spurs stuff? No. We begin with Manchester United chat. And, of course, the pressure mounts for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Adrian Durham has claimed that the Norwegian's former club, Cardiff, wouldn't have him back as manager in the Championship. Oh, my goodness. We'll hear from Simon Mooney Jordan and Jamie O'Hara as well. But first, this is Danny Murphy, who feels that after that defeat to Liverpool, sometimes you have to accept you're not good enough.
Ollie's at the wheel, at the wheel, Ollie's at the wheel.
You give it a go, you do your best. A bit like when you play, I was talking to you earlier, when you play, you try and be the best player in the world. You try and be the best in your position. And you reach the level you get to, and then you kind of work out where you are. And you know what your strengths and weaknesses are. And you have good games along the way. Like Ollie's had some good games where he's set up a tactical plan and beat Man City a couple of times. And they've had some moments, PSG to Simon. But ultimately, week in, week out, he can't compete with the managers up against. A bit like me playing against Gerrard and Vieira every week. I'll give it my best. I will. I'll try. And on the odd day, I'll get the better of them. On the odd day. But more often than not, they're going to dominate me because they're better.
Well, just when you think it can't get any worse for Manchester United, they come out in the second half and you want a reaction. Well, this is not the reaction that they wanted to see.
Piling in on him now is like pulling the legs off a spider or pouring salt on a slug. It's not difficult to do and it's not necessary. It's clearly evident. The bigger thing for me is looking at the culture of the playing squad, looking at the attitude. There's some pundits out there that need to roll back a little bit because they've coerced this poor bugger into actually thinking he can do the job. You know, they've convinced him in some way or another that he's actually capable of doing this job.
That's a concern.
You don't understand the direction. There's not a single player at Manchester United that looks to be progressing at the moment. And that's huge. The young players don't look any further forward than they did when you first saw them as young players and thought, oh, he's good, he's good. He could be good. They don't look any further forward. Guys like Pogba, guys like Bruno Fernandes, Pogba looks a different player for France, looks a different player for Juventus.
Paul Pogba came on at half-time and he's just given the ball away in the centre circle so sloppily.
You have to address the players. And the players are nowhere near good enough to be playing for Manchester United right now. Their lack of intensity as a team is embarrassing. They don't run because none of them work hard enough out of possession. Them set up as a team out of possession is a disgrace.
You've asked that question. There's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, I know. Would Cardiff take him back? I don't think Cardiff fans would take him back. I can't see any other club in the Premier League taking Ollie. And you've seen the massive, massive gulf in class and ability of the two managers, the two teams, and where they're both at yesterday. That was a proper humiliation.
On now to Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar with me, Andy Goldstein, alongside Jason Cundy, discussing, Manchester United again.
Has anyone seen Cavani? Has anyone seen Pogba? Has anyone seen Ole Gunnar Solskjaer? Has anyone seen Manchester
Shut up.
United?
Five, what you waiting for? If you want a three, two, one, let's do it.
Today's rock bottom.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's all I've got to say, mate.
That's all he's done.
Do you know what? That's the worst you could have said, Mo. That's worse than any sentence, Mo.
It's not a sentence, mate. It's just me laughing at you. That's enough for me.
That's horrible. It's horrible. It's great to hear from my point
struggle.
Of view.
We're struggle.
Brilliant call, Mo. Well done, Mo.
Call? Someone just throwing it up laughing?
More of that, please.
breaking news on Talk Sport.
We're just getting news, breaking news here. This is genuine. Talk Sport understands Antonio Conte has been sounded out about taking charge of Manchester United if they parted company with Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Is the very latest news.
Antonio Conte will improve that team no end, okay? He's perfect for what they need. I said this years ago. So Conte took Chelsea from 10th to 1st with a squad of players that won the title back in the year before that, of course, right? So I get all that, and then Leicester won it. But that's what he can do. That's how good he is. He will sort that defence out. He'll get you hard to beat, hard to break down. You've got enough players going forward. Trust me, I'm more worried about Conte now, right now, going to Man United than I have been about United in years.
My doubt there is, can Ronaldo play in a Conte side? Does he press hard enough? Well, no, he doesn't. So immediately you've got a friction point there. I'm not even sure Bruno Fernandes fits in a Conte side. Conte's sides at Chelsea, at Juve, at Inter didn't have that number 10 type player. Could Fernandes play slightly deeper? Possibly, but that's a question.
On to cricket. Oh, cricket! Oh, I love cricket. Brilliant. Ben Stokes says he's ready for Austria. Oh, what's happened again? Australia. After being added to England's test squad for the Winter's Ashes Tour. The all-rounder was taking an indefinite break from cricket to focus on his mental well-being and recover from an injury. We'll hear from his England teammate Liam Livingstone, former head coach David Lloyd, but we start with Steve Harmison, who thinks the return of Stokes is a game-changer ahead of the series Down Under.
And it goes all the way for 6. Absolutely clean as a whistle from Ben Stokes.
It's fantastic. You say game changer, it is. It's huge for the England cricket team because when Ben Stokes is not in the team, the balance of the side, when you weigh up who's going to bat where, how many bowlers do we play, are we one batsman short, all these questions come because there's no Ben Stokes. Well, now there is Ben Stokes. It's a great boost for England. Whether they're going to win or not, you know, time will tell. They've got to play exceptionally well to beat Australia in Australia, but this gives them a fantastic chance.
Well, Jim, I'm absolutely thrilled for a start. I know Ben really well and he has been suffering, not least with his mental illness, but with this finger. It's a real troublesome finger, and if you to see it, you can understand why it's pinned and it's all gnarled. And I know for a fact that he now feels that is much, much better, or is as good as it would get. For him, I'm absolutely thrilled because I know what he's gone through recently.
Yeah, I think it's great news both for England and for Ben himself. It's great news that his finger's heading in the right way, and it's great news that he's ready to play cricket again. So I know the lads have been talking about it here, and it's really nice to see Ben coming back to cricket.
Stokes in again. Smalls in it! And it's been taken! Stokes has done it again! Just when England needed a hero, they found one!
It's brilliant news for Ben more than anything else. Having known Ben since he was 15 year old, I'm more happy that Ben Stokes is feeling well. He's feeling good about himself and he's able to get on a plane. That for me is the best news. You know, England's secondary from that point of view. Ben feels as though as a professional sportsman he can get back out there, get into the big arena and feel as though he can perform.
And for more on Ben Stokes' return, check out TalkSport's cricket podcast, simply called Following On. Now back to football. And after losing to London rivals West Ham, Adrian Durham thinks Spurs' biggest problem right now is that their best player doesn't want to be there.
I think the key is with West Ham, every single player is buying into what the manager's doing. They really enjoy being coached by Paul Nevin and Stuart Pearce and Kevin Nolan. That they really seem to be enjoying everything that's going on. Whereas Spurs' best player by far doesn't want to play for the club. And if you see him defending the set piece from which West Ham scored the winner, he's like a statue. It's like they built a statue to Kane already.
Yeah, we just have a distinct lack of creativity. You know, the number 10 position for us is a massive problem. I don't think Endon Bele's good enough. He does things in drips and drabs, really. You know, he'd do something out of the blue and think, oh, he's got something. And then he goes missing for 15 minutes. So, yeah, we've got creativity is a huge, huge problem for us.
Now, ahead of tonight's clash in the Carabao Cup fourth round against Leeds, live on TalkSport, Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta has claimed his players are benefiting from the positive home support at the Emirates.
Our supporters start to feel identified with what the team projects. And that's very pleasing because at the end of the day, we play for them. And you have to find the right purpose to do so. And I think the players felt like that. That connection is well behind just scoring a goal or something else. It was right from the beginning, right to the end. And we can generate that every single time that we play them here. It's very powerful for us and very difficult for the opponent.
On now to a bit of boxing. This is Tyson Fury's wife, Paris, on The Breakfast Show. I never knew that happened. She revealed what they binge-watched together before the third fight against Deontay Wilder and how long the Gypsy King has left before he retires from the sport. Oh, can't wait. This is going to be great. Press play, producer Tom.
And the referee has waved the fight over. Tyson Fury is still the WBC heavyweight champion of the world.
I think for himself, I think he'll probably do it for a few more years. He's 33 now. I think maybe till he's 35. I mean, I know Vladimir and other men have gone on to being like 40. But then do you keep going until you lose? I don't know. I wouldn't like to see that for Tyson. I wouldn't like him to keep going. And there's always going to be someone come up younger and fresher if you are over the hill, if you're too far gone. And I just think maybe another 2 or 3 years and then Tyson should definitely hang up his gloves and call it a day. Come on then. Well, when we went over for Tyson's fight in America, we obviously had a lot of downtime before the fight and we burned out the first series of Bridgerton. I don't know if I should admit that. But literally, it was so good and we burned the full first series out. We just devastated number two as an out. So that is what we've done. We was binge-watching for the first few hours before the Wilder fight. That's what we did.
That's amazing. That was
excellent.
The prep.
Excellent.
That was the prep for the Wilder fight. I love it.
I got to admit, we had to knock it off at certain times and fast forward certain scenes, but we watched. It was good.
I don't want to fall asleep because I love you, babe. And I don't want to miss a thing. I love you, my wife.
But that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. And don't forget to press that subscribe button. There are two games tonight on the TalkSport network. Oh, two. Yeah, two. Arsenal take on Leeds in the Carabao Cup fourth round. That's live on TalkSport. It kicks off at 7:45. And also kicking off at the same time, Chelsea take on Southampton. Come the Saints, live on TalkSport 2. I'll be back today on Andy Olsen's Drive Time Show alongside Darren Goff. Goff, hey! Yeah, Darren Goff, 4 p.m. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.